This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. What is one secret to victory in the battle between the Holy Spirit and the flesh? What is the key to overcoming temptation and sin in daily life? How can a believer help other believers remain strong in the faith? In Ephesians 6 and verse 18, Paul wrote, "Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and continue to watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Prayer is the believer's declaration of dependence on God. It is the life breath of man's soul, a person's preoccupation with God, a shield to the soul, a delight to God, and a scourge to Satan. It is the gymnasium of the soul, the key to the morning and the bolt to the night. It is the language God speaks and the practice of God's presence through communion with the Father. It is adoration, supplication, confession, and praise. It is intercession, talking to God for others, petition, talking to God for yourself, and communication, talking to God. It is the thermometer of the Christian spiritual life. So how can believers pray? Well, the doctrine of prayer takes a seven-faceted jewel of revelation to reveal its brilliance. There are seven ways a believer can pray. In 3 John verse 2, the most basic term for prayer means to wish or express a strong desire. This term is the root for the English word Eucharist. It's the general term for prayer. Beloved, I wish, I pray above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Do you want something in God's will accomplished? Approach God with this type of prayer. Philippians 1 verse 9. It's a compound term, or the first term for prayer, and this compound term is a strong desire directed toward God. It's a term that directs an action toward an object. In this case, the request is directed toward God. Paul wrote in Philippians 1, 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. Paul prayed that God's love might flow in their lives like a river with the knowledge of God on one bank and discernment for God on the other. This is how believers must pray toward God believing. Matthew 21, verse 22. A third word for prayer is Matthew 9, verse 38. This term makes reference to a specific request based on a need. Christ recognized the need for soul winners, and so he prayed for them. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he might send forth laborers into his harvest. And that prayer was answered in Matthew 10 when Christ's disciples put feet to Christ's prayer to go among the people of Israel preaching the gospel of the kingdom. When you need a specific prayer, pray this type of prayer based on a need. Matthew 7, verse 7. This term means to ask by a lesser to a greater. In the context of a child asking bread from his father, Christ said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And each of those verbs is in a continuing tense. Keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. And using this type of prayer, the believer recognizes that he is a servant in the presence of the Master. True prayer is depending on God to meet the believer's every need. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27 is the next term for prayer. This term pictures a dialogue, a meeting for conversation or intercession on behalf of others. Our great high priest ever lives to make intercession for us in heaven, Hebrews 7, verse 25. But the passage where this term for intercession occurs twice involves the ministry of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And Paul wrote, "Likewise also the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." You know, that's God talking to God, arguing the believer's case with the King of Kings on the Christian's behalf. And prayers that cannot be uttered are requests that cannot be denied. The next term is Hebrews 5 and verse 7. It's supplication prayer. It speaks of asking God for protection. And God said that Jesus Christ, in the day of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, was heard in that he feared. terms used in the Bible were also used in society. This term was used of someone seeking sanctuary and protection from danger. It's an olive branch of peace in the right hand of the person pleading with God for protection. We need to knock at the door of God and keep on knocking. Knock at the door of grace and pray for God to protect us during times of difficult circumstance. And then the one term for prayer that we cannot use is John 14:16. It's a prayer of request between equals. It's made by one person who is intimately familiar with the person of whom he makes the request. It's God talking to God about you. And Jesus said, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, John 14:16. You know, it's never proper to make demands of God. But when we attach the name of Jesus Christ, he prays for us. And praying in Jesus' name, that prayer prevails much. The missionary John Hyde was in India 19 years. He was a man of prayer whose habitat was his closet of prayer. In an article entitled, There Were Giants in the Church, Leo Ravenhill described the prayer life of the missionary John Hyde. Of praying Hyde's prayer closet, Ravenhill wrote, there he soared, there he listened, there he heard, there he grew, there he wept, and there he developed spiritual muscle. Ravenhill added that listening by John Hyde's door, men heard him weeping even as Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and even as the Apostle Paul wept over the sinners of his day. And Hyde would stay in his face in prayer, would not let God go until he knew the yea or nay of the Spirit and the manner in which he sought. History records that John praying Hyde got to the place where he led 4 souls per day to Jesus. How many souls would be saved if we prayed like Hyde prayed? How different would our nation be if more believers prayed? You know, God will not answer our prayers until we pray. And since there is power in prayer, perhaps we should practice prayer more often.